Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. Thank you for joining me. If you're a new person, welcome. We're so glad you were able to spend these few minutes with us, and we invite you to become part of our spiritual family. We pray that you'll be blessed by the broadcast. Father, in Jesus' name, I do release your presence, your blessings upon our time together. And Father, as we place our hearts upon you, as your word says, if we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. And so, Father, we ask for these few minutes together that we can just shut out all the concerns of this world and draw close to hear your heart, to hear what you want to do, to see Jesus, as it were, unveiled in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, that glorious vision that John experienced in the opening pages of the book of Revelation, who that glorious Lord that he loved, with who had eyes as a flame of fire, whose feet burned as brass in a furnace, and that word of God came out of his mouth as a sharp two-edged sword. Father, we honor you, we bless you, we ask for your blessings and your anointing upon the word of God, and we thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Well, I've been sharing a passage out of the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, and the prophet asks a question of God's people. He says in verse 4, "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed or roofed houses, and this high house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord." As I shared on a previous broadcast, as I had done recently in one of my monthly partner letters to the UCM family, the Lord quickened that, in course, in today's world, we don't have to go up to any physical mountain and chop down any physical wood to build the house of the Lord, as the Lord was commanding the people of Israel in terms of to rebuild, to complete building of that temple. However, He now is still speaking to us this day. We can find spiritual application today that we are to go up to the mountain of the Lord. We're to seek His face. We're to go into the high places, if you will, in the Spirit before the Lord in prayer and intercession, weeping and fasting, asking God for souls, and not to bring wood, but to bring lively stones, these lively stones which comprise the habitation of the house of the Lord. And He promised He was going to fill that house with glory. Praise God. But so many, even in the midst of plenty, there's so much sorrow, there's lack, there's heartache, anger, malice, strife, hate, abuse, evil doings, and sometimes, unfortunately, even in the household of faith. And this proves the need of the hour is not for just some repetition of some dead creed or theological doctrine, but rather the need of the hour in which we are living, beloved, is for revival, not a form of a revival, but a real Holy Ghost-inspired revival that will shake the very foundation of the church, that we will be so on fire and we will be so anointed that wherever we go, people will notice us, not because we're so extraordinary in our personal person or in our being, but they will sense the anointing of God. I've read stories of, they'd walk by and people would start to repent. The presence of God was carried in some of these great, mighty men of God, that wherever they went, people would start calling out to God. They would repent of their sins. Beloved, we need that kind of anointing today. And you know what? To get it, we need to be willing to pay the price. We need to do whatever it takes to cause sinners to acknowledge their need of a Savior and to accept He who stands before them as the unveiled Christ, who lived and died upon the cross of Calvary, who finished, he said, it is finished. He finished, completed the plan of redemption forever. And he has come to give unto whomsoever will to drink of the rivers of life, the water of life, that our joy might be full, beloved. That's what he is wanting. Man is so busy earning wages, but he fails to see the very hand of decay and the corruption rotting away at the bag with which he's hoping to store all of his blessings, his joy, his wealth, his life earnings. In a moment's time, it can be gone. True, men may earn and make great fortunes. They can wax strong in power and influence among men. They may have great corporations, but in the end, if they don't allow God in their heart, they are, among all men, most miserable, always seeking but never finding, always exploring but never coming to the knowledge of the truth and the knowledge of the Son of God, never experiencing the quickening life of the Spirit of God. In their lives of evil and wickedness and refusing to live, to submit to the Lord, to surrender to Him, beloved, there's no peace unto the wicked. That's what the Scripture tells us. But true also is the fact that much of the church world, so-called, sits in seats of despair. They too have forsaken their first love. They fail to find the joys of Christianity. David prayed, he said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." When he recognized that he had sinned, he came back to the Lord. He repented, and he knew God would restore him. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. This is talking about us, and now I'm speaking New Testament. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Beloved, the call is being given. The trumpet is sounding. Can you hear it? Blow the trumpet in Zion, and it's being blown. Those who have ears to hear, and it's echoing, beloved, for those who have ears to hear, that throughout this earth, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings has given the call to his people in this hour to arise, to come out of the land of bondage, to come forth into the very holy presence of our eternal God, to arise and loose thyself, O captive daughter of Zion, from the bands of thy neck. Arise and sit down. Arise in the presence of God, acknowledging him, worshiping him, and then sitting down in the rest and the peace that belongs to the children of God. Beloved, there's a rest spiritually, but we're to be fine doing with both hands eagerly and willingly the work of the Lord. Praise God. The land of bondage of this present day is basically mankind dead in their trespasses and sin. They're held in slavery by the cruel hand of satanic forces, and they think they're free. They think that they are doing whatever they want to do, that they're not in bondage to anyone. And yet, of course, there are those who are actually Luciferian, who acknowledge him, Lucifer, as the god of this world, and are setting the stage for the evil one, the appearance of the Antichrist. Oh yes, there are those who are actively working to that end, beloved. But that's why the Church of Jesus Christ needs to arise. The need, beloved, of this present hour is not for the ideologies of men, but rather for the people of this earth, the people of this nation, to call to God for deliverance, that they might find salvation and redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ. The church, beloved, should be the light of the world. and of a truth, the true and living church of Jesus Christ is the lighthouse in this world of darkness. But there are those who profess to be serving God, yet at the same time, they're not possessors of that which they talk about. Beloved, the church is not a building of four walls, but rather the church of the true Lord Jesus Christ. That tabernacle, not made with hands, is made up of all people from all walks of life, living stones, if you will, who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They have been born again, translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and they have become members of the worldwide body of Christ in the earth. When you think of it, beloved, America, the greatest nation on earth, possesses the majority of the churches in the world. We have more ministers or clergymen, and yet what do we see? Crime is increasing every year. Troubles are arising more and more. Conflict between the races, hatred among people is arising more and more. We've sown much, but we've brought in little. We have not enough. We drink of our planting, but we're not filled. We're clothed with our man-made ideologies, but none is warm. The reason is multitudes have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. While I'm not on this broadcast to point an accusing finger at anyone, any church or people, I do have to say that the need of this hour is for God's people and all who sincerely desire the fellowship of their God and are willing to pay the price to come together and call upon the Lord. At no time has there been such a need as today. The end is approaching, beloved. Who would have imagined that, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years, society would be in the condition it is? But beloved, we need to seek God and to ask for revival and begin. Let it begin with ourselves. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I'd love to hear from you. Every letter that comes in, whether or not an offering is sent, I respond personally, and I believe you would be blessed by what the Lord would have me share with you. From time to time, I share the testimonies. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.